Thank you. Good one, sir. Something rather interesting has just cropped up. Listen to that. Music.
Conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Mr. President, one or two points I'd like to make, if I may.
Go ahead, General.
One. Our hosts recalling the 843rd bomb and are quickly being reduced to a very low order of probability.
Two. In less than 15 minutes from now, the Ruskies have been making radar contact with the planes. Three. When they do, they are going to go absolutely ape, and they're going to strike back with everything they got. Four. If, prior to this time, we have done nothing further to suppress their retaliatory capabilities, we will suffer virtual annihilation. Now. If. We will immediately launch an all-out and coordinated attack on all their airfields and missile bases, we'd stand a damn good chance of catching them with their pants down. Hell, we got a 5-to-1 missile superiority as it is. We could easily assign 3 missiles every target and still have a very effective reserve force for any other reasons. 6. An unofficial study, which we undertook of this eventuality, indicated that we would destroy 90% of their nuclear capabilities. We would therefore prevail and suffer only modest and acceptable civilian casualties from the remaining force, which would be badly damaged and uncoordinated.
General, it is the avowed policy of our country never to strike first with nuclear weapons.
Well, Mr. President, I would say that General Ripper has already invalidated that policy.
That was not an act of national policy, and there are still alternatives left open to us.
We are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing. But it is necessary now to make a choice, to choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One where you got 20 million people killed, and the other where you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Mr. President, I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed. But I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops, depending on the break.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in a history book.
General Churchison, I think I've heard quite sufficient from you. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, they have the ambassador waiting upstairs.
Oh, good. Any difficulty?
Say, he's having a fit about that squad of MPs.
That's all that can be. I'll have him go down here straight away.
Yes.
Is that the Russian ambassador you're talking about?
Yes, it is, General.
Am I to understand the Russian ambassador will be admitted entrance to the war room?
That is correct. He is here on my orders.
I don't know exactly how to put this, sir, but are you aware of what a serious breach of security that would be? I mean, you see everything. You see the big board.
That is precisely the idea, General. That is precisely the idea. Staines, get Premier Kissoff on the hotline.
Recording me, Jack. Do you smoke?
Yeah.
You don't work for Nakatomi. And you're not one of them.
A cop from New York.
New York?
Yeah. Got invited to the Christmas party by mistake. Who knew? Better move all your pants on, huh?